This is David Tyler, Director of Gateway Biblical Counseling and Training Center in Fairview Heights, Illinois. You're listening to the Biblical Counseling Marriage and Family Podcast. What do psychotherapists really do? Psychotherapy is considered to be a medical intervention. But is it? What do individuals called patients and psychotherapists really do? They talk. What do they talk about? The patient talks about himself. He talks about his issues and concerns, problems and difficulties, like marriage problems, financial problems, problems disciplining the children, sexual problems, anger problems, and the list goes on. What does the therapist talk about? The therapist talks about the patient's concerns and problems. Simply put, psychotherapy is one or more people, called patient, having a conversation with a therapist, and that is viewed as a medical intervention. Politicians do a lot of talking. Teachers do a lot of talking. Lawyers. Oprah Winfrey does a lot of talking. But no one believes that their talk constitutes a form of medical treatment. My point is, when you consider what psychotherapists say they do and what they actually do, is it really a medical intervention? The job of a physician is to treat diseases. A disease is a change, alteration, or abnormality in the structure or function of the body. A psychotherapist helps people resolve personal problems, relationship problems, family problems. The therapist's focus is on changing behavior and attitudes that complicate marriages and families. Their focus is not medical, it's moral. We need to be careful and not confuse conversation and medicine. I'm not saying people that seek help from a psychiatrist or therapist don't have real problems. They're just not medical problems. My point is that psychotherapy, which is a conversation between a therapist and one or more people, is not a medical treatment. It's called a medical treatment because the psychotherapist says so. By calling a conversation between two people a medical treatment undermines the attempt to understand and help people. Think about this. Today, just about anything two or more people do together may be considered to be therapeutic. Nearly any activity can be called a therapy. There's aromatherapy, dance therapy, play therapy, art therapy, animal therapy, individual and group therapy. Believe it or not, there's even profanity therapy. It's the use of profanity to release built-up anger and other emotions. We're told that in profanity therapy, the words do not have any moral meaning. In other words, the curse words are not considered bad or carry any kind of moral implication. You ask why? Because they say it's a medical treatment. What if your best friend who's trying to help you release your frustration tells you to use profanity? Do those words carry any moral significance? Absolutely. Why? Because your friend is not a therapist. Therefore, it's not a medical intervention. The emphasis is on who you're having a conversation with. If you're having a conversation about your problems with your mother, wife, or your pastor, and they give you advice, it's not considered to be a medical intervention. However, if a therapist gives you the same advice, it is medical. You see, it's who you're having a conversation with. Who is giving the advice? Real and genuine medical interventions and treatments are not identified by who is doing something, but what they are doing. For example, you're doing some yard work. You're using some hedge clippers. You cut your finger. You go to the ER. The nurse cleans and dresses the wound. That's a medical intervention. If, on the other hand, your wife has everything she needs to clean and dress the wound, is that a medical intervention? Sure it is. A man has a heart attack. A police officer starts doing chest compressions on the man. That, too, is a medical intervention. Real and genuine medical interventions and treatments are not identified by who is doing something, but what they are doing. A surgical procedure is often identified by the method, organ, or the part of the body being treated. For example, neurosurgery refers to the brain and nervous system. An appendectomy is, of course, the appendix, a tonsillectomy, the tonsils, a colonoscopy, the colon. But what part of the body or organ is said to be the focus of psychotherapy? The psyche, or mind. The Bible refers to the mind as being immaterial. It's synonymous with the soul, spirit, inner self, and heart. But it's much different for a psychotherapist. You see, a psychotherapist has a conversation with a person, calls it a medical intervention, an intervention on what they say is part of the body, an intervention on something they cannot see, the mind. It's immaterial. Oh, they say the mind's located someplace in the brain, but that's speculation. Nevertheless, they insist it's there. That's faith. Psychotherapy is the name given to the communication and influence of the therapist and patient. In treating the patient, the psychotherapist is attempting to alter and change the patient's thinking and conduct. He's trying to help an unhappily married person or couple become happily married. A therapist wants to help a rebellious teenager understand why he's rebellious and help him change. To help a person or persons who have marriage problems, anger problems, drinking problems, and so on, to change. Psychotherapy is ministry, not medicine. You can receive a free download copy of my book, Deceptive Diagnosis: When Sin is Called Sickness, and receive my podcasts, newsletters, and blog delivered to your inbox. Just go to my website, davidtylerbooks.com, and sign up. Thanks for listening.